Welcome. Hi. Ooh.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Chicken.
How's about cooking something up with me?
Do not cook alone.
Hey, hey, sweet baby. Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
Sorry, folks, my banana got whacked.
I got a hot rod Ford and a $2
bill.
I know a spot right over the hill. So the pop and the dancing's good. Hey, you want to have some fun? Come along with me. Good looking. What you got?
Meal make good sale.
How about cooking something up with me?
Licking good chicken. To make my mouth so yummy. First we combine the contents of seasoning. Have your mom or dad or your brother or your family. Be there when you're cooking. Do not use a knife for anything. Oh boy, delicious.
How's about cooking something up? I say, how's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hey, Freaks, it's Friday, April 7th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, eating horse shit for $50, plus an 800-pound man falls off a golf cart, legend of the man named Chopper, and getting that soft focus look with a semen-smeared camera lens. All this with your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
Yes, everybody. Tim Henson with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a great one for you. If last week was mental illness week on the program, this week really was Stephen Asante week. Fat boy get down from the internet. So I was playing clips from his first episode of My 600-Pound Life on TLC, back I think maybe on Sunday or Monday. And the second episode officially aired on Wednesday. TLC, for some reason, hasn't posted that episode online. It's okay, though. I went through the episode. Ooh, and it was a doozy! So when we last left, and I promise, this will probably be the last time we talk about Fat Boy Get Down. And it's been years since we've talked about him. You know what I mean? But, you know, when it rains, it pours. So I apologize if you don't like to hear from Stephen Asante, but this is pretty great. So at the start of the episode, Stephen is, you know, being shuttled off to another hospital, this time for drug abuse, because he's addicted to painkillers, and he lies. He's like, it's my foot! And if you look at his foot, you're like, oh my god, it's growing moss on it! You know, and it's about the size of seven normal legs and feet, right? And there's like weird fat rolls, and you can't make heads or tails of the goddamn thing. And like towards the actual toe part, they're all like red or pink, except for the toenails, which he can't clip on his own, so they're growing out together like little talons, little yellow talons. Like, those little piggies are in some pain, so I can understand him needing some pain medication, but here's the thing, he doesn't really need it. So as we're learning, you know, Steven likes to be in control, he doesn't like giving up any control, and he likes to know exactly where he's going to be at all times and what's going on, so he can plot ways to get what he wants, which is usually pizza. So here, this is some of the doctors at the rehab clinic telling him what's going down.
St. Joseph Hospital, they've accepted you. They're willing to take you if you're willing to go.
Oh, look, another chance for Stephen to fuck up.
How long is the stay?
So we don't know. It could be 3 days and it could be 10 days. You need 24-hour medical monitoring to get you through this detox.
It's not lockdown or anything, right?
Yes, Stephen, it's lockdown. You're in a drug rehab. Of course you're going to want to leave, right? And so, like, all these places that Stephen has been at have kind of been voluntary, right? Even the weight loss hospital. Yeah, he did good for a couple days eating only 1,000 calories, but then he got sick of it, He wanted a pizza, so he started acting up, acting racist, throwing jugs of his piss around. He gets kicked out of the hospital, but gets moved into an apartment where he can continue the program and order pizza. So the last thing Steven wants is to be locked away in a place that he can't leave.
It's the psych floor.
It's the medi-psych floor, but it is a true medical detox.
Perfect! Psych ward! That's what he needs, finally! Someone has figured it out. Again, Steven has very valid concerns. Like, you're being sent away for a drug addiction to a psych ward, and this is what he's concerned with.
Am I allowed to have a phone?
Probably not.
No, you can't call people to come get you.
Do they have internet access at St. Joseph's?
I don't know.
What are their Wi-Fi speeds? I will only go if they have Fios. Is there a Domino's in a 7-block radius? Is there a business center with a fax machine? Like, what exactly do you think you're going to be doing at this detox center?
Can you find out?
I mean, I guess I can sort of understand about the internet. I'd be bored there, right? If I can't do drugs, at least I can play Candy Crush. Let's see if they have internet access at St. Joseph's.
Do they have internet access at St. Joseph's?
I don't know.
Can you find out?
That's a secondary concern right now.
Not to me. I mean, I need to contact my people.
Oh, big celebrity. Steven Asante really thinks he's got a following. When really, we just hate watch him. We're not your friends.
Are you allowed to have your iPad?
Your iPad and your iPhone and everything that you're talking about should be secondary right now to you.
No, I don't want to be bored either.
Or you won't be bored.
Eventually, he agrees to go to rehab, which is great. And for the first day or two, everything is great. He's loving everything. He's loving his detox drugs. They're like, oh, these aren't bad. I mean, they're not as good as painkillers, but they're pretty good. All right, on the fourth day, Steven is unhappy. It says here, Steven demanded a higher dose of his detox drug, but he was denied.
I want to go home from this place. Okay?
Steven, calm down.
That's
his
dad.
They're treating me like a criminal.
You have to calm down.
This is not fair. I'm not a animal. I'm depressed now.
Stop acting like this. I'm going to hang up if you don't calm down.
I'm very sad.
Good.
I'm exhausted and I'm trying to succeed, but I can't do it here. I can't do it.
Freak out all you want. You're not getting any more drugs.
This is a devil's playground.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's got to be hard going through withdrawal, but he's so dramatic, right? He makes it through detox, though. 7 days. Boom. They give him a prescription for some drug, you know, that he's going to be addicted to another drug. Some drug that keeps him from going through withdrawals, right? And as he goes home to his apartment, he tells us that Princess, you remember his black social worker, said that she would pick it up for him, right? Pick up the prescription so it would be waiting at home for him. And guess what? Guess what's not there when he gets home? Oh, this is so great. This is like Christmas for me. Let's see how young Steven reacts.
There's no Suboxone here whatsoever.
Let's see. Princess is black, right? I wonder if something racist is going to come out of his mouth. Crossing fingers.
I can't believe this.
Oh, he's pissed.
Princess didn't drop it off like she said. How does anyone expect me to do this if I don't have what I need? I'm going to tell her just how unacceptable this is and how disappointed I am. And find out what the heck is going on.
Come to find out, Princess tried to get the prescription, but his insurance doesn't cover the medicine. So he has to pay out of pocket, and he doesn't have any money. Lord knows he hasn't worked a day in his morbidly obese life. So he turns to his father, you know, the one that's always complaining about how poor he is. Let's see how that conversation goes. I'm expecting another Steven Asante freakout.
You have no idea what I've been going through, okay? In that psych ward. Uh-huh.
What?
Well, you're gonna hear me, and you're gonna hear me now. And you're gonna hear me loud and clear. Okay? Clean out your ears and clean them out good.
Can I please have $150? Like, this is not how you ask for money.
I need $150 to fill my treatment medicine. Do you got potatoes in your ears?
Cheesy potatoes. Hey, when we're done with this conversation, can you call the diner down the road and order some cheesy potatoes to be delivered? Thank you. I wonder if his dad's gonna cave in here.
I will relapse if I don't have that medicine here. Is it going over your head what I'm telling you? The insurance is not covering my treatment medicine for some reason this month, okay? Goodbye, Father. Goodbye.
Surprise, surprise. He eventually got the medicine he needed, but there was some fallout.
Because I lost my temper at Princess again when she was taking a while to get my prescription. And she told me she was going to resign as my personal care assistant.
Princess is gone.
So I don't know who's going to get my prescription for me now and take care of me.
Oh, everyone needs to take care. Everyone has to be worried about Steven, except for Steven. It's everyone's problem except his. I just want to see him get hurt. Don't worry, there's a scene coming up that I think we're all going to enjoy. Also, you know, they show his apartment, and again, it's very sparse, and it's starting to look pretty gross. Like, they show close-ups of his, like, piss jar, and it's, like, there's, like, mold on it and stuff. There is a flat-screen TV in there, but guess what? That's Princess's.
She also says she's gonna take back my TV set since it belongs to the healthcare company, and that they lent it to me. But I'm not letting her do that.
It's not your TV, Tubby.
She can drop off the pills, get me something to eat, and go.
That's all women are good for. So Princess notices a few things. One, he's been eating like a hog. Like, she's throwing away all of these, like, donut bags and pizza boxes and stuff. Then she notices, like, all of his medicine is gone. He's been abusing the medicine that keeps him from having withdrawal symptoms. So now he's addicted to that, which I didn't think you could get addicted to. I thought they specifically, like, this was a pill specifically for addicts to keep, and you couldn't be addicted to it. It should make you sick if you have too much of it or something, but whatever. So then Princess is like, you know, that TV's a loner. I gotta take that with me, but I'm gonna go put your clothes in the laundry first. And while she's out of the room, Steven picks up the phone.
I need a police officer here immediately, please. My personal care attendant here bought me a TV, okay? She bought it as a gift for me, and now she's trying to take it away from me. She's mad that she's losing her job, and it ain't my problem she didn't do her f***ing job. Steven Asante.
All right. Just then, Princess comes back from doing the laundry.
Who is it?
Me.
And she's locked out.
I'm instructed not to let you in yet until the police get here.
Until the police get here?
Yeah, Princess is trying to get in the house. What do I do?
What?
The TV's not being taken out until we see the proof.
Okay, well, no problem. I'll wait till I get here.
You want to wait?
Of course, because that TV coming with me.
The TV ain't going nowhere. It was a gift.
It was a loaner.
It was a gift.
I'm going to call another caregiver and have them deal with you.
We want to see the proof. That's all, baby doll.
All right. So, I can't go through every second of this show as much as I would love to because it's all so great. But Princess does not back down because she is a strong, independent woman and no one pushes Princess around, right? And then so Steven backs down and he's like, just take the fucking TV. And she's like, I ain't leaving now. You made Princess mad. She's like, well, now the police are coming. So I ain't going until the police are here. Because she's got a lot to say to the police, I bet. But then Steven's like, I'm calling the cops and canceling my order. Just get the hell out of here. And the next scene is month 8. And you know it's going to be a great scene when it's like, the screen's totally black, it says month 8, and all you hear are sirens. Like, Steven's been rushed to the hospital, he's either had a heart attack, or he's dead, or he's trying to get pain medication. All those options are great television. As it turns out, Steven says his legs are hurting. Listen to this acting.
My legs are hurting. My legs hurt. Can you do something for me?
Like, why are they hurting? You're never on them. You just lay in bed.
I need something. I want to hurt something. My leg, okay?
Hey, pain medication. Ting. This time, though, he's at the hospital with the weight loss doctor. than Dr. Nazardin, you know, the one that we've been dealing with, the one who kicked him out of his program because he had a drug addiction. And so they got him under control. They gave him some pain medication, and they're going to make him go through detox again. But at first, they want to weigh him. And guess how much Steven weighs? 808 pounds. Now, you may remember, they got him down to almost 600, right? Then a month later, he was back up to 700. Now, a few months later, he's gained another 100 pounds. This is the thing that drives me crazy with people like Steven, and I know people like this in real life, and it's just crazy how they just fail upward, right? They screw up, and then they get promoted. Or, you know, they get a better chance. You know, they do something horrible, and then good things happen to them. So, Steven, obviously, is in worse shape than ever, right? And he's admitted back into the program. The doctor's like, yeah, you can stay in the hospital now. We'll try again.
Steven, I'm going to allow you to get back in the program again, because if you don't start to reduce your weight now, you're going to die.
We're basically at the beginning of the first episode again. And Steven has this, like, smile on his face, like, yeah, I got what I wanted. Took me a little longer than I thought it was going to take, but I got what I wanted. The one thing that I do love about this particular episode, I guess with Steven Asante in general, is just there's so much going on. You've got his, you know, he's super fat, got a food addiction, got a drug addiction, is super mean to the hospital staff. He's living in squalor in his apartment. He's fighting with his, you know, the people that are supposed to help him. Poor princess, right? Anyway, his dad comes into town because the apartment that Steven is at is just too expensive. And when his dad walks into the apartment, he's appalled because, it, you know, the house is just full of piss and shit. It's like an episode of Hoarders. Oh, this is so great.
Oh, my God. This place is disgusting.
Like piss jugs full of urine.
It smells like cat piss.
Yeah, oh, I don't know if I told you this, but Steven got a cat at some point. I don't know how he swung that. He can't get out of the fucking bed, right? He couldn't go to the store and get cat food if he wanted to. Or kitty litter, for that matter. But he's got a cat!
This house stinks wicked bad. But after this floor...
I shit in it!
Kitchen floor is filthy.
All right, now for the greatest scene of the show. Thank you so much, Cheryl Markowski, for sending this stuff to me. So they go to this new apartment complex, and I don't know, the property manager has a golf cart, and that's how they're going to transport Steven to you know, around the area, right? Steven falls off the back of the golf cart. Let's just savor this moment.
You guys need a hand?
So the property manager is driving the golf cart. The father is on the passenger side of the golf cart. And then Steven is hanging off the back of
it. I'm having a hard time moving around and doing this. The leg. So I have to be careful. But I really don't think this is a good idea.
All right, just hold on. All right. Ready? Let's go play golf.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, my God.
All right, it's going to be a little bumpy.
It'll be a little bumpy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It should be okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go up a little bit of a...
All right, now, here's the real problem. There's a bit of an incline, and Steven just sort of rolls off.
I'm going to curb here. I want you to get hurt.
Oh!
You all right?
No! Oh, God! No!
Oh, man.
Oh, no, Cole, no. No, I can't.
You can get a
cup. No, my whole body, I can't. No.
Are you okay?
I need pain medication. No. My arms and everything. No, Cole.
Oh, my Lord. You need
ambulance. You need an ambulance? God, yeah.
So the question is, did Steven do this on purpose? I mean...
I can't believe this. I don't think he fell for real.
Oh, God.
But I don't know.
But just think, if he goes to the hospital, he could get that those sweet, sweet painkillers.
Because Steven has done this so many times.
He's also grabbing his head, and Steven did not hit his head.
I'm not sure what to do right now.
Oh, I can't.
If he's hurt and I ignore it, he can end up with an emergency. But if he's faking... then he'll get more pain meds like he wants. And I feel like either choice is the wrong one right now.
Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go. It hurts. Oh my god.
All right, so then there's a commercial break. And we come back to Steven screaming.
Oh god. Oh, I can't. It hurts.
What hurts?
Everything.
Sounds like those gay guys getting fisted in that porn I used to play.
My back. Did they call?
Yeah, they're here now.
They're now.
Oh, I gotta go to the hospital. My old body hurts.
I don't think he could fit in a standard ambulance, though.
My back and my legs. Yeah. More my back.
You think that we could walk over there?
You kidding me?
Why are you yelling?
Because I hit the ground harder. You want me to make a miracle? I need to go to the hospital.
He's in good spirits.
I can't believe this. I think Steven's up to his old games, and this is all just an act.
Finally, the father gets some fucking sense in his head.
His leg excuse does not work anymore, so he has to come up with something new, and I have to put an end to it. Steven, you're too big to lift, and they can't get the ambulance over here. I'm going to tell you right now, what I can do is pull the van up over here.
Load his fat ass in that way. So he gets in the van, right? And then the father's like, yeah, we're not going to go to the hospital. As a matter of fact, you're fine. Because if you were really hurt, you wouldn't be able to get up.
You
wouldn't be able to get up off that ground and you did.
What was I supposed to do, stay there?
All right, whatever.
Things happened. Did I know I was going to slip off the golf cart? No.
I think you did. Ultimately, he doesn't get the surgery. He doesn't get down quite to the weight he needs. He does start to go down, though. I think he gets down to like 660 or something. And the doctor's like, oh, you're doing very good. We need you to do more. And that's pretty much where the episode ends. So who knows what's going to happen with Steven? I have a feeling he's going to gain it all back, though, once the cameras aren't on him. We'll see. So there you go. A little recap for you. Fat boy get down on national television. Acting like an asshole. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. And I fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Well over, 13 years of content, something like that. Plus, every week we do bonus material in the form of exclusive shows, mini programs, video casts. We did 2 Sideshow exclusive programs this week alone. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Thank you so much to all of my Sideshow members. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. My pants just fell off. So I unbuttoned my pants like Steven Asante probably does, because it's uncomfortable, and I stand up to do the show and record, and they're around my ankles now. If anyone wants to envision what that might look like, someone was calling in saying, Tim, you should do more video content. This is what happens when I record the show. No one needs to see that. All right, 3 quick stories. First up here, a man defecated in his police cell and then smeared semen over closed-circuit television. He was arrested by police for brandishing a knife, and then, while in his cell, you know what he did. He pooped and smeared semen all over the place, which means he, jerked off to completion. I don't know if I'd be able to get hard in prison. I mean, I've seen enough porn that takes place in jail. Might be like some sort of involuntary muscle thing, right? Just pop a boner. Maybe he just doesn't like his appearance and would prefer a soft focus lens. All right, yes, Daniel Gibbon, who defecated in 2 cells and a safety suit, carried out the dirty protest, claiming he wasn't given any toilet paper. Officers were forced to deep clean both cells as a result and destroyed the suit at a combined cost of £354. Bristol Crown Court heard how Gibbon of Somerset Street, Redcliffe, pleaded guilty to possessing a blade and damaging a property after pulling a knife on a taxi driver, and he was jailed for 9 months. The 29-year-old had brandished the weapon when the driver asked him to get out because he was drinking from a bottle of alcohol. The defendant was taken to Kensham Police Station, where he defecated in the cell before rubbing the semen on the lens. He was moved to another cell, and again he defecated. Giles Tippett, or Giles, defending, explained his client was vulnerable and had found himself in a pattern of taking drugs and alcohol before offending and going into custody. Here's an example of some police porn I found on Pornhub. They're in a police station. The guy's getting handcuffed.
All right. Let's go. Oh, 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 we're not done frisking yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like you're hiding something in there.
It's obviously their penis. It's funny, they try to make it look like it's on security camera. So the camera shot is just pointing down from the ceiling. But as soon as they start frisking his cock, there's another camera in the room that's pointed directly at his crotch.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Stop it. This is your
just
last
relax,
chance.
Just relax. You'll be all right.
Did I say you'll be all right? I mean, you will be raped soon.
What do you got going in there?
Nothing. You don't gotta look in there.
My dick.
You hiding something?
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
What's that?
What the fuck do you think it is? My fucking dick. Stop it, man.
Listen, motherfucker. I got enough fucking heroin in that dust to put you away for life.
Oh, he's a heroin addict.
This is your last fucking chance. You do what we say. You understand? And we'll keep you out of fucking jail. Now shut the fuck up.
And suck my dick. And now you can see why I have that reaction to prison cells. The one thing I don't understand is they're trying to show the criminal a lesson, right? So why are you sucking his dick?
Suck that fucking police car.
Right, it's the police officer sucking the criminal's dick.
Sick and tired of you fucking thugs destroying my city.
Yeah, you're really showing him.
Fucking sick and tired of it.
Giving him immense oral pleasure.
Getting in trouble.
The only thing that would make this better for him would be, of course, more heroin. Then it would be the perfect evening. This sounds like the NYPD, doesn't it? That accent. That's a New York accent.
Getting in trouble. Oh, yeah. Spit all over that fucking cop.
Well, even though it's the criminal getting his dick sucked, you should be relieved to know it's the heroin addict who does end up getting fucked. So they do show him in the end. They shove it in his end. All right. Second story we have for you today. Honestly, I don't know why this is news. I think it's like one of those shitty UK papers that publish this, like the Daily Mail or the Sun or Mirror or something. A sickening moment when a soccer player fan eats a nugget of horse shit was captured on cam. You know, when I mention those UK newspapers, a lot of times I'll get an email saying, they're full of shit. So I try not to read too many stories from them unless I can find other sources. But this one, you actually have photographic evidence, right? Like, I'm looking at him putting the turd of shit into his mouth. First of all, it's football in the soccer sense, the international sense of the word. And he was a fan, not a player. Ate a nugget of horse shit, resulting in his girlfriend refusing to kiss him for a month. You know, we just bombed Syria, right? But this is the news my listeners come for. Children looked on in horror, they're screaming, as Exeter City supporter... Is that how you pronounce it, Exeter? Charlie Bamber chomps on the manure for 40 pounds after being egged on by his pals. Yeah, it was a $40 bet. If you would like to see a picture of this man eating shit, check out today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. The 23-year-old can be seen retching violently. Is there a video of this? I'm going to search for that while I read. He can be seen retching violently after swallowing the feces outside of a pub. Of course, he was drunk. He later uses an entire tube of toothpaste in an attempt to clean out his mouth, but I don't think it works like that. I think shit is so clay-like and mushy. I think you're just going to mix the turd with the toothpaste, and it's just going to end up tasting even worse. Kind of like when you drink orange juice and then brush your teeth. Not good. Footage shot by friend Luke Underhay, 29, shows Charlie proudly holding two 20-pound notes before completing the grotesque wager. Charlie said it has the texture of shredded wheat. It tastes all the hay, you know. It tasted like crap. I wonder why. My girlfriend wouldn't kiss me for a month after that. I'm a bit messed up, really. I'm always doing slightly mad stuff. When I'm out at the pubs, I'm always up for a laugh. It's a clear sign you have a drinking problem. It was a big... Why don't I have listeners like this anymore? Remember the window licker who jerked off with Origel? Why don't I have any other crazy listeners? If you're willing to do just sick, disgusting shit for money or prizes, email me, show@distortedview.com. We can come up with something. It was a big game, so there was a big police presence, and that's why there were more horses on the street. To be honest, I'd probably have done it without being offered money. Before anyone actually said anything, I already had an idea, but 40 pounds is 40 pounds. I had had a few pints, there it is, and thought, what's the worst that could happen? You could eat worms, right? You could get some sort of bacterial infection and die. I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot more negatives, right, than there are positives to eating poop. I had a few pints and thought, what's the worst that could happen? It tasted really dodgy. Yeah, everyone knows that. It's poop. It's shit. It's not supposed to taste good. I went into a pub after to clean my teeth, and I think I scared a few of the families because I still had some poop around my mouth. The incident took place before Exeter's 2-1 victory over Devon Derby rivals Plymouth Argyle last April. Charlie added, I was going to a stag night later that evening, so I had to smarten up a bit. Nothing sobers you up faster than chomping down on some tangy horse shit. I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses. You know, because we hear this song all the time, it really draws attention to the fact that I read a lot of stories about horses on this program. Kind of odd, huh? Hey, look, I've got the video of the guy eating the horse nugget. 40 quid for a nugget of shit. I just want to hear him.
40 quid for a nugget of shit.
I want to hear him retch. There he is picking it up. You'd think all the beer kind of would dull his senses. But there it goes. He's putting it in his mouth. Yeah. He did get it down, though. Good for him. All right, is that pretty much the end of the story here? I do a lot of weird stuff. I'm not sure anything will beat this. It was a pretty mad day out there. The lads told me I wasn't saying a lot after. It did make me gag a bit. I was smelling my breath all day afterward. So, there you go. And finally today, freaks! This one comes from Mississippi. I was almost sure it came from Florida. Because it's like, you know, the newspaper's name is the Sun Herald, and the weird stuff always comes out of Florida. A Waveland man, nicknamed Chopper, is accused of, guess what? Biting someone. He was accused of biting a deputy, saying he liked the way he tasted. He was then shot with a taser twice, because the first one didn't take, obviously, in an effort to subdue him. Adrian Chopper Burton, 51, faces charges of... All right, let's get ready for this list. Possession of paraphernalia, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, simple assault, biting someone's goddamn face off. Hancock County Sheriff Deputy Don Bass said Burton was arrested during a traffic stop shortly after 4 p.m. Deputy Marcus Jaspy pulled the car over for having no license plate. Obviously a sovereign citizen, right? During which he checked the identification of the passenger, of the driver and three passengers. Burton was one of the passengers. So, like, this guy's not even being arrested for anything. He was pulled over because he was a passenger. It's the driver the police officer was interested in. But then, you know, the guy went crazy, started biting people. The deputy found an item of drug paraphernalia in Burton's possession and attempted to arrest him. Burton didn't like that. He began to resist, and during the struggle, he chomped on the forearm. And now you know how he got the nickname. Jaspy then deployed his taser and tried to subdue Burton, who continued to arrest. The deputy used the taser again and finally took Burton into custody. Burton later told the deputy, "You tasted good." Maybe that's how he got the name Chopper, Bass said. The bite wound was rather deep and landed Jaspy in Hancock Medical Center. Congratulations. You now have hepatitis, a little gift from Chopper. Burton is being held in the Hancock County Jail in lieu of bonds totaling $8,500. The police officer was later released. No one else in the vehicle was arrested, but the driver was cited for not having a license plate. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm hoping to have a Patreon update for my patrons, so remember to check out patreon.com/distortedview if you are patrons. I'll have either a video or an audio. I'm hoping, because I have to do taxes this weekend, and it's going to put me in a very foul mood. I'm one of these people who don't, like, if you have a business or you are self-employed, the best way to really go about running your joint is to pay quarterly taxes. But I can't do that, and I'll tell you why. When I started the sideshow, I didn't know anything about being self-employed, and so I waited till the end of the year, and I had to pay a fuck ton of money. And now, it's like, if I want to get on the whole quarterly tax train, I've got to pay this fuck ton of money in April and continue to pay quarterly taxes throughout the year. It's like paying taxes twice this year, and I don't have that kind of money. Hey, sign up for the sideshow or pledge some money at patreon.com/distortedview. I would appreciate it. This is like the worst month ever for Distorted View or me. I'm very suicidal. I need some painkillers! Wish I could call my father up for some pizza, but I can't because he's in heaven. I'm really trying to lay on the sympathy right now, so maybe you'll feel like giving me a few bucks. All right, listen, I've got a couple voicemails here. Let's start with a few from our Patreon line. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
I am the president of the United States.
Oh, it's Melissa.
My name is Melissa.
Melissa's on the phone. That's actually a pretty good impression. Not bad. All right, thank you very much. That's what the Patreon line is for, apparently.
You get it, Tim. What type of oil do mobsters use to cook with?
What type of oil?
Cannoli oil.
Oh, my God.
Nigger.
The only reason I'm continuing to play this voicemail is I'm curious because it's like 2 minutes in length and I'm wondering if he can keep up the N-word for that long. Let me just fast forward to like the 1 minute mark. Yeah. And the 1:30 mark. And 2 minutes. The man is committed, if nothing else. All right, thank you. Next up here, yes, caller?
Timothy Milky Hansen.
Milky.
I need to comment on the idea of DV going to a weekly show.
Yeah, yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, someone called into the voicemail line and said, hey, have you ever thought about, instead of doing a daily show, just do one show a week or two shows a week and make them longer, like an hour or hour and a half or something, because they prefer long form episodes. And that got me super excited because I'm like, oh, if I do that, then I'll have more time throughout the week to do other things like make videos or do shorter little pieces and stuff like that for sideshow members, and then I would just have to do, you know, one or two or maybe three episodes a week, and that got me super excited. But I'm guessing a lot of people aren't gonna like that idea. No. And I didn't commit to anything. I was just like, oh, that's a good idea. I didn't come up with it. Some listener called in and mentioned it.
Please show bloody 2 or 3 hours or whatever. That is the most fucking stupid fucking idea I have heard in a long fucking time. And I'm a regular listener.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to fly.
Shows I hear stupid fucking ideas daily. It's a fucked idea.
Well, no, first of all, that's not my idea. Again, I didn't come up with this. Second of all, you know, I might do like a survey to get some ideas of what people would prefer.
Fucking cunt who suggests it just needs to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Worst idea ever. DV at the moment is like a little drip, half hour, 40 minutes a day, little plop of happiness into the gigantic cesspool of life. So,
yeah, I mean,
yeah, don't fuck with it, Tim.
That's how I always thought of it. You know, when I started doing Distorted View Daily, there wasn't a lot of daily shows. I don't think there was really any daily comedy podcasts. I could be wrong about that. I think Adam Curry was doing the Daily Source Code or something like that. He was one of the first podcasters, but that wasn't a comedy show. I just thought the idea of like having a daily show, even if it wasn't very long, 20, 30 minutes, would be kind of cool for people to listen to on their way to work or way back from work, whatever. So I don't know. We'll see. But I think most people would prefer just to have a daily program like we're doing now.
Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up about Caillou. My old
fucking children's program about the little bald asshole.
Caillou. My oldest son liked that show when he was younger, and we're not going to let the younger child be introduced to it. There is, however, a fan theory that I think you're going to like. The fan theory is that Caillou is bald because he is undergoing chemotherapy and has terminal cancer.
Ah, well, now I have a chance to school you, Haley's Comet, and I can be the annoying know-it-all. Caillou does not have cancer. He doesn't have terminal cancer. What happened is the creators of Caillou initially had him as a little baby, right? And then as he was growing up, they were going to give him hair. The problem was when they gave Caillou hair, he didn't look like Caillou anymore. It didn't look like the baby version of Caillou, so they thought, well, we'll just have Caillou be bald. And so there's no real reason for Caillou being bald other than it looks like Caillou.
And that is also why no one disciplines him. They don't have the heart to discipline a child who's dying.
Oh, I do like that theory, though. Like, just let him do whatever. He's not going to be around in a year or two. Caillou has cancer. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distorted. I just got an email from someone. The woman who freaked out about the kissing couple is on X-Hamster. Hold on here. Should probably save this for next week. But let's see. I want to hear her talk. Oh, God, she's so ugly. She's dancing around. She's got a very deep gash. Oh, God, fucking fat ass. She doesn't really talk, though, does she? Just sort of dancing around and singing. The big fucking spare tire belly. Gross. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Killing me!
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
United States! My name is Manessa! I am Manessa!